Hi, and welcome to the first episode of True Crime Facts. Today's topic does contain a lot of information and details that could be triggering for a lot of audiences, so we do have a listening warning advised. I'm Jenna, your host. Today, we will be talking about the Menendez brothers case. Before we talk about the case, we need to know the backstory on the family itself. Jose Menendez was an immigrant who moved to the U.S. in the 1950s, looking for the American dream. He found this when he married Mary and got married and then had two kids, Lyle and Eric. This is all according to the Look Inside on why the Menendez brothers killed their parents. The family lived in a very rich, exclusive neighborhood. They were very high in society, everybody knew them. Lyle went to college, and this was when Eric started running around with a bad group of kids. He was constantly getting in trouble, and then it shocked people when Lyle ended up getting suspended from school for plagiarism. But everything changed on the night of August 20th, 1989. Jose and Mary were killed in their home. The couple was shot a total of 15 times. All from two guns that were 12-gauge shotguns. Lyle had called the police, and when the police arrived, Eric was sobbing on the front yard. The police were not expecting to walk out on such a horrible scene. It was a horrible, bloody mess. There was so much blood that the police originally thought that they were murdered by a mob. What shocked the nation the most was when a recording of how the boys admitted to killing their parents came forward. Everyone was shocked that they were able to kill their parents so easily and lie about it for so long. They were shocked that they were able to kill their parents and shoot them 15 times. Lyle's therapist was the one who was able to obtain this recording. The recording stated about how the boys had a plan for what they were going to do when they committed the crime. They committed the crime, and then after, they drove to a place called Moland Drive to dispose of their guns. After this, they bought tickets to a movie and watched it. They went to a movie theater after they had brutally murdered their parents. This is what they used as their alibi when the police asked them where they had been all night. The boys had thought about everything when they were going to brutally murder their parents, but they never thought about the guilty conscience they would have when they were going to do this. After watching the movies, they drove home, and then Lyle called the police. It wasn't until a year later that the boys were arrested, in March 1990. And the court battle went on for nearly 3 years, even though there was a recording of the boys admitting that they had done it. The boys claimed everything they could in court, but the most obvious one was that they claimed what they did was self-defense. The boys were scared that their father was going to kill them because they wanted to admit to the police and to the public that their father had been sexually molesting them for years. They had been emotionally abused and sexually abused for years at the hand of their father. They didn't know what to do. They wanted out. They didn't want this to continue. So they did the only thing they thought they could. They killed both their parents. Despite everything that happened in court, the boys received life in prison with no chance of parole. After hearing everything, I hope you guys are able to decide what you feel happened, how you think the guilt or innocence should have been played out. My opinion personally was that I think that they did deserve to go to jail because they killed their parents, but in an act of self-defense, in my opinion. I think the boys should have been able to have a chance at parole, go back to court, see if they were able to go back into society. I think what happened to these boys was a fault in our system, and it happened in the 90s, so a lot of people were scared that if they got left out again, they would kill again. But that wasn't the case. They only wanted to stop the sexual molestation from their father. And can you really blame two boys who didn't want this to happen? For wanting it to end, for not having the courage, it was frowned upon that they were to speak up. So of course they wanted it to stop. I do not condone violence, but in this case I could see where they were coming from. I don't think they had a right to kill their mother. Did their mother know that it was probably going on? Yes. But I do not think that she deserved to be brutally murdered the way her father, her husband was. And that is my opinion, and I hope that you guys get that opinion based off the facts. Thank you, and come back next week for our next